Here at home, Jonathan Hill, the chief executive of the Football Association of Ireland, will leave his post at the end of the month. He's been in charge of the football body since November 2020. An interim CEO will be appointed by the FAI, which will be followed by, quote, a structured search for a full-time successor, according to a statement issued this morning. Let's talk to our soccer correspondent, Tony O'Donoghue, who's with us here in studio. Tony, I suppose this was coming.
It probably was, because there was an appearance before the Public Accounts Committee in February, and Mr. Hill's performance was derided by many politicians and a number of people within the organisation as well, because some saw it as a disaster indeed. He was there to answer questions about the reason why the association had their funding suspended temporarily, and that was because his salary exceeded that of a General Secretary of the Department, which is one of the conditions of the Memorandum of Understanding, which was basically what bailed out the FAI during their governance and financial crisis. It was a small amount of money. It was 12,500. It was paid back, excuse me, but it was against the house rules, the staff rules of the FAI, and there was another 8,000 in commuting expenses. And when the new president of the FAI, Paul Cook, was asked, he couldn't express confidence in his own CEO. He said his confidence was challenged, and I think at a difficult time for football in this country, that was a very significant step.
So no manager, as we know, and later this year there'll be no chief executive officer, but the search for his replacement will get underway.
Well, to Mr. Hill's credit, there was a lot good during his 3.5 years when you consider, for example, the fact that we have managed to gain the rights for hosting of the Euro 2028 along with England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland. He helped negotiate an equal pay deal for the women footballers with their male counterparts, landed that Sky deal finally for the men to get a sponsor after a wait of almost 4 years. And that was significant. But I think public opinion, in a sense, the wait for this new men's manager has gone on for 145 days now since Stephen Kenny left his post, and it has left people wondering who's in charge, who's running the organisation. Mr. Hill was part of the delegation, including Mark Canham and Paddy Bonner, that were set the task of appointing a new manager. We're hopeful that it'll be this week, but it has been a long time coming. And any sports organisation, particularly the FAI and their recent traumatic history, you need an important, significant, strong figure at the top.
And finding someone to replace Jonathan Hill, given what's been going on in recent times within the association, all the various issues that that it faces, how difficult is that going to be to find a high calibre candidate? It's a fairly small pool, I would have thought.
Well, if they take as long over finding a CEO as they are over finding a manager, the independent chair of the board, Tony Cahan, thanked Mr. Hill and said he had guided the association through an incredibly difficult period and led the transformation of the association, and leaves them with a robust organisational structure and a vastly improved financial position. It might be seen by them to be robust, but there's nobody at the top.
Thank you. Soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue, thanks very much for that.